It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Stephen Price with the USU Extension. And, you know, a lot of people think that it's not possible because we don't have the right stuff here. But he's going to tell you all about maple tapping. And they're actually looking for people in the area to kind of help them out with some citizen science projects to see if it's feasible, if it can be done here. They do it in other parts of the country. Now, whereas we don't have the sugar maple that they have back east that everybody goes crazy over, with that they mostly make the syrups and things out of, we do have some maple trees here, and they're wanting to kind of see what they can do as far as this goes. So we're going to discuss that right now with Stephen Price. Steve, how are you this morning?
Doing great.
Thank you for coming in, and thanks to the Extension for coming up with something like this. This is interesting science. It really is when you boil it all down. As I said, and we were talking before we came on the air, we don't have the sugar maple here in our area.
No, the sugar maple that's popular back east, you know, places like Vermont, those maples do not like our alkaline soil. They don't grow here. But we do have other maples that grow fairly well here, things like big leaf maple. Norway maple is very commonly planted in urban settings. And then, of course, we have our native ash leaf maple, or as we call it here, box elder.
So we've got a few different maple trees that are in the area that grow here and thrive here in our area. And if you have one of those trees, and if you would like to help them out, they're looking for you to kind of take the bull by the horns and help with some citizen science. And we're going to talk about that coming up. And if you're interested, what do they need to do here, Steve?
Yeah, so if you have maples that you want to tap on your own property, if you're willing to collect some data for us, looking at sap flow over the course of the next couple months, we will come and train you, give you equipment, and teach you how to do everything. And in exchange, we get some data sheets back that we can use for our research. If you just want to learn more about maple tapping in general, we also have a workshop coming up in February.
So let's talk about this, the maple tapping part and getting the lending hand. We were talking before we came on the air about you guys are interested to see what differences are between us and the Wasatch Front, since the Wasatch Front has an inversion. So let's talk about that for just a moment and what you were telling me.
Yeah, so basically what drives sap flow in a maple tree is frosting, or being below freezing point during the nighttime, but then thawing, or getting above freezing point during the day. As we know, in a lot of areas, we early season, we kind of just stay below that cutoff, or we might not get very high temps during the day. But one of the perks of living in Castle Country is, although during the winter we get fairly cold at night, during the daytime it actually gets decently warm. We usually thaw out for at least a little bit during the day, and it's nice, sunny. So we're wondering if we actually may be able to produce some decent syrup. Now with our trees, the syrup is going to be a little bit different than what they produce back east, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like a lot of specialty products, we're seeing more and more people making very niche products, and maple syrup is no different in that respect. A lot of people are looking for more local foods, things that may be a little bit different than you might be able to grab off the shelf at your local grocery store.
So how difficult is it to tap a maple tree?
It's pretty easy. You could almost do it by accident. You essentially put the spile, or the little spigot, you drill a small hole into the tree, insert the spile, and then we have, we're using a bucket system. So you hang the bucket, and then the sap flows into the bucket, and then we measure it, And we're actually going to store it and turn it into some syrup and candy and different products.
So if people are interested in helping out, what do they need to do?
Contact the Carbon County Extension Office.
Okay, so give them a call down at the Extension Office. And then the workshop's coming up on the 19th of February, you said. Are you asking people to pre-register for that one?
Yeah, there is a registration link. It is free. It'll be from 1 o'clock to 3, February 19th. But we can send the link out, or you can call us at the office, email us, and we'll get you signed up.
All right. What's the number down there if they want to give you a call?
435-636-3235.
All right. So here you have it. If you've got maple trees on your property and you want to give this a shot, give them a call, and maybe, just maybe, we can start making some maple syrup that's right here, homegrown in Carbon County. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.